Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 30 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Chris Arndt, they on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666, that'll be the number as we take you right up until Thursday Night Football at 8, right here on your fan, New York City.
I do believe at this stage of the game that Joe Girardi is without question the right man for the job, and I look forward to working with him and watching his abilities unravel over the course of the next 3 years and hopefully longer.
I had the pleasure of doing it as a player from 96 to 99, the four greatest years of my career as a baseball player. I had a chance to do it as a coach in 2005 and learned so much and enjoyed my time. I broadcast here. This is the place to be. For the Girardis, this feels like home.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Cano fields, throws to first, in time. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win.
New York Yankees have reached the pinnacle of the baseball world after winning 103 games.
It's an unbelievable feeling, and so proud of all the guys in that room. And you know, we talked about doing this for the boss. He deserves this and what his family did. The job that Brian Cashman and his staff and all our scouts, it's an unbelievable feeling.
And again, the 0-2 is inside, and it hit him. It must have brushed his shirt. He didn't know he got hit. He was pointed to first base.
I take responsibility for everything, and I feel horrible about it. You know, does it change the complexion of the game? Yeah, it sure could have. Do we know that for sure? No. But I've always taken responsibilities for loss, and I take them hard, too.
Strike three is called. Ball game over. American League Division Series over. Yankees win.
Duh! Just a ton of fight in this club, and you know, it's a great mixture of youth and veteran players that are leading the way, and it's hard to believe because we just beat a really, really good team.
Ball game over. American League Championship Series over, and Houston win.
I really believed in this club. I've always believed in this organization, the job the Steinbrenner family has done, Cashman and his staff, and, you know, it's where we wanted to be.
Well, nobody today used that word, the word nobody wants to hear. Nobody came out today and said Joe Girardi was fired. And when you're a decent human being, as he is, better to go with a softer landing. In fact, he told us before they did, managing his own dismissal, by telling us the Yankees had decided to part ways. The news was everywhere with nobody that I saw or heard using that word, and nobody had to. We decided to move on. Joe will not be returning. We're not renewing his contract. Joe will be spending more time with his family. We thank Joe for his hard work, his dedication, and his 10 years of service. The Yankees have relieved Joe Girardi, I saw from that, and we wish him and his family the best. And maybe you could add and think, maybe Joe is relieved as well. Maybe worse than getting fired is designated for assignment, which may mean joining us for spring training in the sun and showing up for Old Timers Day. Maybe it was personal, maybe it was professional, maybe it was both. Maybe it's no more than he's getting older and his team getting younger. Maybe it's no more than he pulled him too soon and stayed with him too long. Maybe it is no more than wanting a new and younger face with a different voice who sees more with his eyes on the field than a page filled with numbers and decimal points in a Silver Linings playbook. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's no more his dismissal than finding somebody who can teach a team to create a run, even, God forbid, bunt, when there's no three-run homer available. Maybe it was the blunder heard round the world game two against the Indians. Maybe then, when he didn't listen to Sanchez, who wanted him to challenge a Chisenhall hit by pitch, maybe it was that. Maybe not. Since all was forgiven, beating the Indians in five, maybe it was Sanchez, some others not so forgiving. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they'll hire another former catcher who can manage a catcher having issues with positioning and issues with the glove, and maybe Joe just had some issues altogether with Sanchez, issues with Betances, issues with Chapman, maybe some issues with others too, maybe, maybe not. Joe went by the book, so now he can write a new chapter, and so will the Yankees. So, who, from where, and when will we know? Here's a manager who basically is needed in today's game. A manager who listens to the front office and allows the inmates to run the asylum, because today's manager has to live and listen to both. And a very, very fine line it is. But if he can allow the front office to manage him and manage to gain respect from the players, he might find the success he's looking for more sooner than later. Joe Girardi knew the territory. Nothing new here. And again, maybe he is feeling a little bit relieved, being relieved officially today. Joe Girardi knew the territory, that's for sure. Whether the decision was made today, yesterday, or many days, or even months ago. And he knew that every manager has an expiration date. So now the manager who goes by the book once again will say he'll have to begin to write a new chapter. And where he ends up remains to be seen. And who is going to replace him remains to be seen as well. We'll take a little bit of a break and, of course, get right away to your telephone calls. We're here until with Miami and with the Ravens at 8 o'clock. So no from the 1-877-337-6666. And let me just say real quick before we take a break and get you to the update and get to your calls, I am a fan and root for the malfunction and the dysfunction at the junction between 7th and 8th Avenue. I am addicted to the New York Knickerbockers. However, I led off last night and have to say something tonight, and we will between now and 8, about what the Brooklyn did with the Brooklyn Nets, what they did last night to the King, LeBron, LeBronomania. Oh, they were playing possum for about three and a half quarters, weren't they? And then when they got excited and turned it on, it was not enough. A great win for the Brooklyn Nets last night.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.